Brussels mulls banning Pfizer officials from European Parliament. By Peter Cattell on January 15, 2023. Officials within Brussels are mulling a possible ban on Pfizer officials from being allowed into the European Parliament, a report suggests. Officials from big pharma company Pfizer, including the multinational CEO, Albert Bourla, could soon be banned from the European Parliament, a report on Friday has revealed. It comes as the group finds itself at the center of numerous controversies in Europe, with both senior officials within the EU and the vaccine manufacturer refusing to release details relating to the EU's procurement of jabs during the pandemic. According to a report by Euroactive, the European Parliament's Committee on COVID, COVI, has now voted in favor of the ban, with only two political groups, the European People's Party and Renew Europe, voting against the resolution. Members of the COVI body have reportedly referenced Pfizer's apparent unwillingness to be transparent with them for the ban, with Bourla's repeated failure to appear in front of the committee late last year being a particular sticking point for some. "I think he deliberately did not come, because he did not want to face the controversies," one French MEP, Véronique Trillet-Lenoir, is reported as saying. Others insisted that the European Parliament has a right to full transparency with regards to how COVID shot procurement was agreed between Pfizer and the European Commission. The proposal to see officials from the American corporation banned will now be handed off to the EU's Conference of Committee Chairs, CPC, which is due to make a decision on the matter in around a month's time. The effort to see Pfizer officials banned from the European Parliament appears to be the latest escalation in tensions between the Pharmacorp and the European Parliament, with the latter seemingly being repeatedly left in the dark in relation to what deal was struck between Pfizer and European Commission bigwigs. The controversy largely began upon the release of the contractual agreement between Pfizer and the European Commission detailing the supply of COVID jabs to the EU to multiple MEPs, with the release document having entire pages redacted, rendering certain sections unreadable. The huge redactions on the Pfizer contract are just the same as the Moderna contract I've held up at press conferences. Christian Terhs MEP, who went viral after showing the public how badly redacted the contracts handed to public representatives by the Commission were, told Breitbart Europe. To make matters worse, it soon emerged that the Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, was repeatedly trading text messages with Bourla, with some alleging that the EU's purchase of COVID vaccinations from Pfizer was actually negotiated within this text exchange rather than through official channels. To this day, both the European Commission and Pfizer have failed to release these text messages to the public, despite the fact that the bloc's own ombudsman has said that the failure to release the texts represents a case of maladministration. With this being the case, Terhs remarked that, considering the lack of transparency from both Pfizer and the EU, it would be a good thing if the pharma corporation has its officials excluded from Parliament. If these globalist drug dealers refuse to respect European citizens and answer straightforward questions from MEPs, then it's a good thing their spin doctors are excluded from the European Parliament, the Romanian MEP said. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.